Talking now with Chris Thorne from Growth Energy. Chris, renewable fuel standard and RFS2 mandates that we have ethanol available for blending. Is there a mandate within this law that says that you have to get rid of 100% gas?
Absolutely not. The retailers and the consumers should have the choice. That's our position. We feel strongly that what we're going to be looking at is a future where consumers have the choice of what fuel they would pump when they pull up to the pump. We actually want to have blender pumps so people can set the dial on how much ethanol they want to have blended into their gasoline.
At this point, you know, you indicated that the market will kind of dictate whether a retailer ends up trying to sell 100% gas or a blend of gas and ethanol.
Yeah, that's correct. It's the same issue with marine ports, the fuel ports in marinas on the coasts. A lot of boaters, a lot of folks, small engine folks, want to have unenriched gasoline. They want to have E0 or E10. And we feel that the smart retailers will know that and will continue to serve that and will continue to have that. But we also know that a lot of Americans want to have more domestic ethanol blended into the gasoline. It's their values. They're aware of the fact of the hidden costs of oil. They're aware of the fact that we've had this long strung-out conflict in the Gulf of Arabia over access to oil. This is something that's it comes to people's values. We also know that ethanol is a jobs creator here in the United States. You know, we make domestic ethanol in the United States. We create domestic jobs here in the United States that cannot be outsourced. Right now, 2/3 of all oil is from overseas. Every dollar that we send overseas for oil takes $1.55 out of our economy, sends it overseas. We think that money should stay in the United States. We think we should be creating American jobs.
How does the EPA testing that continues to make the decision of going from E10 to E15, how does that give us some confidence as far as the safety of this fuel with today's gasoline engines?
Well, that's a very good question. And to clarify one thing, it's actually the Department of Energy that's doing the testing. They're doing the testing for EPA. So it's a separate agency that's actually running the testing. But what they're doing the testing on as many as, I think it's 82 vehicles, and they are running these vehicles in all manner of load and different blends to test and then tear apart the engines and see what's happening inside the engine, inside the emission system. And we encourage EPA to do this. We want them to have the results of the Department of Energy testing because we know that there's virtually no difference to the performance of engines and the durability of engines, the durability of the emission systems between E10 and E15. Today's engines are built to withstand this, and it has to do with the oxygen content of the ethanol and the oxygen sensor that's in today's modern vehicles.
And from what you understand the renewable fuel standard and renewable fuel standard 2, Is there any reason that a state would ask to opt out? You know, what would be the advantage of a state trying to opt out of that proposal?
Well, I can't imagine that there's any advantage to it. To be honest, I mean, again, if we go from E10 to E15 in the United States, we're going to create 136,000 jobs. That's an enormous amount of job creation with one stroke of the federal regulatory pen. So we're creating a marketplace in the United States for ethanol, and really that's what we're asking for is a level playing field. Let's open the fuels market. Let's give the consumer the choice. They should be able to be the one to decide what they're going to put in their tank, as opposed to big oil or the sovereign states of Saudi Arabia and Abu Dhabi and places like that.
So, as far bottom line though is that there should be no fear that a consumer would no longer be able to get 100% gas.
If the retailer knows his his market, and he knows that his market, there's a segment of his market that may want E0 for whatever reason, then the smart retailer would probably continue to provide that. But I think that as more Americans find out the facts about domestic ethanol, they're going to want to have that. They're going to want to have the choice. They're going to want to have the opportunity to pump a transportation fuel that's not only renewable, it's not only clean, not only creates jobs, but is made here in America. So that's why we're our position is that we need to give the consumers the choice. The renewable fuel standard sets these targets, sets these goals, but at no point is it requiring an individual consumer or an individual retailer to blend to the maximum. And frankly, practically, that's going to be really difficult to mandate anyway, because the truth is, once they come in with E15 or set these goals, we still have to have production ramp up. And the blending will continue at current levels as production of ethanol in the United States ramps up to meet demand.
Chris Thorne with the Growth Energy Group out of our nation's capital. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.